Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Truly tomorrow's news today. It was Friday that we began to report that Japan was pulling millions and millions of injections or doses of Moderna's mRNA gene therapy injection because they were finding liquid magnetic nanoparticles that had been made industrially in all of the shots. And these were made by Moderna, which is DARPA, and Bill Gates, in Madrid, Spain. It looks like they added more metal than they were supposed to because it started killing a bunch of people. And then the Japanese government at first tried to cover it up, then it was so big they couldn't. This has been happening the last few weeks. So they pulled them in Tokyo, they pulled them in a bunch of other cities, and found that basically all of the doses that they tested and looked at have the metallic systems added to it. Now, we started telling everybody when they started the injections in England that people were complaining of becoming magnetic. And then you saw it demonstrated by medical doctors in Mexico and Italy and the U.S. and Canada and Germany. Well, now it's in Reuters. So it's not in the big Tokyo newspaper like it was last week. It's not in the Okinawa newspaper. People just ignored that and said, oh, no, it's fake news. You try to post it on Twitter, they would remove it. You're not allowed to warn the people. Well, now it's in Reuters and it's in the Associated Press, and they just don't know what to do. Here's some of the headlines. Japan halts 2.6 million Moderna doses after additional vials found to contain foreign substances. An extra two men die. And when you read the actual Japanese local articles, there's deaths in every town from this. And yes, they're magnetic. Continuing, here's Reuters. Contaminant in Moderna vaccine suspected to be metallic particles. And that's the national government coming out and saying that. You try to put this on Twitter, they're even removing Reuters because they're a depopulation movement. They're a cult. And I'm going to show you where they brag about that in a moment. So Facebook, all of them are embedded. Zuckerberg's invested in the Wuhan lab. They are all part of this criminal assault. They believe to save the earth by depopulating us. And if we don't stand up to them, we kind of deserve it, don't we? Contaminants in Moderna vaccine suspected to be metallic particles. NHK, Reuters. So put that in your pipe, ladies and gentlemen, and smoke it. And show that to all the detractors out there. Here's another one. Moderna vaccine production continues in EU amid contamination probe. Reuters, and they're still injecting people with it all over the world. But the Japanese government says, no, no, no. Here's another headline. People got suspended from Twitter a few months ago for saying that it had medical particles in it. Suspended permanently. Hate to say it, but the seed man was right again. Alex Jones, whatever that means. And that's all over Twitter and Facebook everywhere. Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. It's like spray painted all over the country. They really don't like that, do they? Meanwhile, they did not approve the Moderna and COVID injections. They did not approve the Pfizer. They simply said, we're reauthorizing its emergency authorization. We'll release studies in 2025, maybe. But everyone's saying, oh, it's totally tested. It's totally safe. That's why the Pentagon's moving forward against the troops with it. This is an assault. The Pentagon's run by globalists that are destroying the country. Do you understand? Just like the French fell in 2 weeks to the Germans, when the French fought the Germans and lost the most troops in World War I, but beat them. And it's because they bought off 90% of the high command. Hitler did, so that the French military stood down. And that's why they moved the capital of France to Vichy, France in the south. That's historical. It's the same thing here. The globalists bought off our military and the intelligence agencies, and they're now carrying out bio warfare on us for China.
Fine.
That's a fact.
Nothing.
And Congress is too stupid to figure it out.
I knew. Blackout. Golden.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there, I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high, and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products, and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
And more.
It's August 31st,
more than this,
2021, on this Tuesday broadcast. Thank you, Blue Eyes, for bringing us in.
Regrets.
Well, it's all out in the open now, isn't it? All the games are over. You're getting to see the globalist attack plan that I've been so desperate to stop.
To mention,
now they've launched it. Now would you like to know what's coming next?
What I had to do.
If people will just simply listen to me and check the documents, we can stop them. It's all run by the Rockefeller Foundation through Bill Gates. It is a planned operation. And they are doing it their way. And it's time for us to realize that and become aware of the type of new war we're in, or we have no future. And maybe you don't want to rise to the challenge. Maybe you want to roll over and die. But as for me, I'm not going to roll over and die. I'm going to stop the globalist with God's help and your help. We're going to do it together. All right, let me just hit it for you right now. They have to kill us under their globalist plan for their God. They believe they're about to get live ascension to technologies, and there's too many of us, and that's their operation. It's the perfect excuse for them to play God. And there gets to a point where you can't just do Tuskegee experiments over here and radiation experiments there and kill a few thousand here, a few thousand there, or have a war and kill a few million here, a few million there. You really want to depopulate, you've got to go ahead and release a bioweapon with plausible deniability, and then have the response to the bioweapon be a binary system that connects with the virus and then basically starts wiping people out in mass. Then you blame the unvaccinated, despite all the statistics showing it is the vaccinated. And a large enough percentage of the public will not be able to admit that the social contract is broken and that the globalists are at war with them. And they will then turn against their fellow humans and ally themselves with the establishment, believing that the prosperity will just come back if they simply submit to the globalist program. Even though Klaus Schwab and Boris Johnson and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Merkel and all the former and current puppets are all calling for a post-industrial world global carbon tax and are now saying the lockdowns of COVID were just a test. Now we're going to lock you down for the climate. There's a new Justin Trudeau video of him saying what we did with COVID is a model. Here it is. Here's a quote. What we learned from COVID crisis will be applying to the climate crisis, to the housing crisis, which they triggered, to the reconciliation, to making sure everybody has good jobs. They destroy your economy and then bring in the controls of the universal income. And here he is here. He also announces bank accounts frozen if people don't get vaccinated and sign up for the 1984 surveillance app. And that's what's coming here. Being implemented through the corporations, through the hotel chains, through Open Table, through all of it. And, of course, they now announced, Fauci announced yesterday, the Australians announced yesterday, the UN announced yesterday, you're going to get shots every 5 to 6 months on a digital app. The UN has released the new program for the UN-approved World Government app run by the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It actually says it. Who has published the guidance document for countries implementing partners on the introduction of digital vaccine certificates, dubbed DDCCVS? The work was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, amongst others. And I'm going to show you the document here today. Remember all those years ago, I said the Rockefeller Foundation runs it all, and now they officially run the global response of the UN, the U.S., and everybody else to how everything's done. And the plan of the Rockefeller Foundation has been and is depopulation. Basically, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was founded by a $25 million grant more than 100 years ago by the Cold Springs Harbor Rockefeller Foundation. If you don't know what Cold Springs Harbor is, you might want to find out. But Hitler was birthed by the Rockefellers. The UN came out from between the legs of the Rockefellers. The IMF, the World Bank, everything you see. John D. the First, avowed Luciferian, on record, working for the devil, overtime. It's his world. It's his way. I want to go to an extremely important Greg Reese report. Pfizer demanded military bases as collateral for cost of vaccine deaths. Bet you didn't know that. Here it is.
A story from this spring is reemerging of why Argentina and Brazil never made a deal with Pfizer for the experimental jab. In Argentina, Pfizer requested that the government pay all compensation for any lawsuits that successfully win against Pfizer vaccine damages. Argentina's parliament responded by passing a new law stating that Pfizer needs to at least pay for its own negligence. Pfizer rejected this, after which Argentina offered to amend the law to define negligence more clearly to include only vaccine distribution and delivery under negligence. But Pfizer still wasn't happy and demanded the law be changed. Argentina refused, but later agreed to buy an international insurance policy to pay for future vaccine lawsuits. This was not specific enough for Pfizer. They asked for an additional indemnity from civil cases, specifically that the company would not be held liable for rare adverse effects or for its own acts of negligence, fraud, or malice. Pfizer then demanded the nation's bank reserves, military bases, and embassy buildings as some sort of collateral against future vaccine damages. In Brazil, Pfizer asked for vast money reserves to be put in a foreign bank account, that Pfizer be exempt from the law of the land and exempt from any side effects and all civil liability. In the United States, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act, gives total immunity to Pfizer and all manufacturers of experimental jabs. So there's no reason to threaten any government agency in the U.S. They always knew how dangerous and deadly the radical experimental mRNA jabs actually are. It's what the science says. The only ones who say otherwise are the bureaucrats and pop culture media agents working for Big Pharma. By every measure, this is the greatest crime committed by Big Pharma, out of a long list. Their magnum opus for the dark arts, death and depopulation. And they were setting up governments to take the fall so that the bankers can have their great reset without any resistance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, you can find the report as the featured video at band.video. Pfizer demands military bases as collateral on cost of vaccine deaths. It's all part of a systematic plan. And they are now admitting publicly they are preparing the new climate lockdowns. That's why they have the police beating and attacking everyone worldwide. This is a savage, sinister takeover designed to collapse the world economy and trigger mass starvation and death of billions. Huge wars, race war, total.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I intend to open the phones up in the second hour today so that listeners can tell their stories about being in country in Afghanistan and what you think of the pullout and what's really behind it. That's one area we're opening the phones up on. The other area is what you've seen with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers with these so-called COVID vaccines and your eyewitness reports. No one has called in yet to say they liked the system. Nobody has called in yet to say that it was a great thing. So that's all coming up here today in the second hour here on the Alex Jones Show. But let me just right now talk about solutions and things that are positive. Last year, we looked at the statistics and the numbers. The hospitals were basically empty. They were saying people that died of gunshot wounds and car wrecks and regular flu and pneumonia and cancer and heart attacks as COVID. I just reported the facts. We had all sorts of investigative journalists on that went to hospitals around the world to show that indeed they were basically empty. Then starting about 3.5 months ago, I began to see a lot of people get really sick, a lot of people have trouble breathing, and a lot of people die at the hospital. And in many cases, they weren't even saying they had COVID. They were saying that it was all these new weird, quote, viruses that had popped up, clearly from the shedding. And the medical literature actually shows all of that. And so now the media spins it that, oh, Alex Jones, you know, has said COVID wasn't real. And Alex Jones said it was all a hoax. And now he's eating crow. Look, there's all these deaths. Yay. Why, look, three conservative talk show hosts, yeah, there are thousands of them, have died. And the Young Turks, everybody, you know, make jokes about it. I've been saying for over 3 months that this is serious and this is real. My family didn't test positive for COVID, but they thought they had like a gorilla sitting on their chest, and it sure fit all the symptoms, and they lost their smell. And almost everybody else I know has been sick, and I know a lot of folks have died. Especially in Texas and Florida. And a lot of the insiders I talk to say that they're bombarding us specifically with nanoparticles in these states, and it isn't even COVID. That's why it doesn't come up as COVID. And the very same groups then work around the clock to suppress ivermectin, Regeneron, and other treatments that are 100% if you catch somebody early. I know, no exaggeration, 50 people that had a headache, then had a chest cold, and within 2 days thought, again, a giant gorilla was sitting on their chest. They'd go to the hospital. They wouldn't give them any help. I got a hold of medical doctors and others, got them prescriptions for ivermectin and all the rest of it, and within a day of them taking it, they all turned around and were better in a few days. So I've experienced it, and that's why I'm so angry now at the globalists, because I didn't just hear about ivermectin or the Japanese government saying it works 100% or the whole history of it. I've witnessed it for myself, and I'm really angry now. So let's save some lives. Let's warn some people. Let's take action now. Go to band.video and go to the John Bounds section. We'll also post this to the front page of Infowars.com and share this video, the vilification of ivermectin. Let's save some lives together. Here it is.
Ivermectin is an early treatment drug with a high rate of effectiveness in studies against COVID-19. According to C19Ivermectin.com, meta-analysis using the most serious outcome reported shows 72% and 86% improvement for early treatment and prophylaxis. Statistically significant improvements are seen for mortality, hospitalization, recovery, cases, and viral clearance. 27 studies show statistically significant improvements in isolation. The probability that an ineffective treatment generated results as positive as the 63 studies is estimated to be 1 in 1 trillion. Like many drugs, ivermectin comes in doses for human and animal consumption. But according to the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, for prevention and early treatment, the amount of ivermectin taken is a tiny amount. But as the vaccine industry stands to make billions more from a booster regime for the COVID boogeyman that has a recovery rate on average of 99%, and a media industry that feeds off the pharmaceutical industry with countless hours of advertising, the propaganda against ivermectin has been unrelenting.
Well, a new false cure for COVID in high demand. Ivermectin, a drug most commonly used to deworm large animals like horses, is selling out, with many people turning to a pro-Trump telemedicine website with hopes to get it.
An adult drank an injectable ivermectin formulation intended for use in cattle in an attempt to prevent COVID-19 infection. This patient presented to a hospital with confusion, drowsiness, visual hallucinations, tachypnea, which is rapid breathing, also tremors. The patient recovered after being hospitalized for 9 days. 9 days! 9 days in the hospital. Drinking injectable ivermectin formulated as an injection that you would shoot into a cow.
I gotta say, when I first heard that Fox News was pushing ivermectin, I knew it was gonna be bad, but I was not expecting it to be horse dewormer. Sounds like the name of a drug they give super soldiers in a Paul Verhoeven movie to turn them into RoboCops. You know, someone at the company that made ivermectin once said, hey, should we put not for people on the horse pill labels? And someone else said, there's a picture of a horse on the bottle. It's fine.
Of course, far from the slime permeated from television are doctors rather than failed late-night talk show hosts presenting studies backed up by the threat of malpractice.
Trials conducted across the developing world have also revealed ivermectin to be an effective treatment for COVID-19, reducing symptoms, cutting mortality by up to 75%.
But as the virus mutates into more lethal strains and as concerns grow that vaccines alone may not be the long-term answer, so interest is building in ivermectin with its potential to be both prevention and cure.
So much so that researchers at Oxford University are conducting a trial of their own.
Although we're hopeful that vaccines are going to do what's promised, the data is not very reassuring that they're actually going to achieve everything that they're setting out to achieve. But if they don't, we'll have another tool as a backup. And is one that we can deploy now while waiting for the vaccines, right? There's huge portions of the world which don't have anything available to protect them or to treat them.
From the perspective of the psychotic elite planners, the Great Reset War on Humanity using the COVID-19 gain-of-function bioweapon to slowly reduce population must not be derailed.
They're trying to block vitamin D in the news, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, now ivermectin.
And there's another legal issue here that has not been properly looked at in the media, which is they can't allow any effective treatments because the emergency measures, the EAU, the Emergency Use Authorization law says you cannot have the government doing the emergency authorizations if there are any one of.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off.
vitamin mineral fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula. So good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock. Discounted. We have X2. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Living Defense. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Pollen Block. Back in stock. Discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, Bill Gates and the globalists say they want to depopulate us, and we got a bunch of big breaking news on that front next segment. And they go and they buy up and get control of all the major national and local health departments of the world, and then they roll out a virus to create fear. They create a biological therapy that actually makes people sick and lowers their immune system. And because they own the big media and big tech, they're able to suppress communications and try to keep the public from learning about the fact that they actually launched the attack themselves with the Chi-Coms for global domination. And they even wrote white papers at the Rockefeller Foundation called Operation Lockstep, laying out the battle plan. But then, out of Japan, where they invented it for humans, and out of Africa, where most of the governments handed out to their population because they found it's also a great antiviral, ivermectin emerges, just like hydroxychloroquine and other things, and the media tries to ignore it and or attack it. This is such an important report by John Baum, the vilification of ivermectin, because it shows Rachel Maddow and all these teleprompter readers going, it's ridiculous. People went to the hospital and they were real sick from injecting cow medicine that's injectable, and so they drank it. Well, I worked for a large animal vet, but anybody can go to Tractor Supply or any other place and buy ivermectin for horses and cows, and it looks like a tube of caulk or putty. It's not an injector as a needle. It's an injector into the mouth so that just like you can, when you're giving a child antibiotics, it has a little plastic injector. You slurp it up out of the bottle and then squirt it into their mouth. So again, they tried to make it just sound crazy, like they're taking an injectable thing you inject like a needle and they're drinking it. It's the exact same molecule as the ivermectin capsules that you get from a doctor. And again, I can show you the head of the Tokyo Medical Association saying we have over 10,000 patients, 100% cure rate, if caught early. And then they show the statistics out of Africa, countries that give out ivermectin twice a year versus countries that don't. India has a super low death rate and problem right now because they're handing out ivermectin. I've got all the reports, and I've got Oxford University and all these big universities going, no, actually, ivermectin's amazing. But Rachel Maddow and the Young Turks and all them, when they are attacking me by name, Jones is a kook. He's telling his followers, go take dewormer paste. That's one thing ivermectin does. And I've sat there with cows, over 1,000 of them in one day. It's an exhausting job where you run them into chutes, put them in squeeze chutes so that you can control them. And you put tongs in their nose and you tie up their face. Put the tongs in the nose to hold them. You tie it up on the bar. And then you take the ivermectin dose, excuse me, about 3 doses per container, and you stick the metal, the plastic tube in their mouth, doesn't hurt them, and you inject into their mouth, not into their body, into their mouth, the ivermectin dose. And then you throw in a trash can, and you let that cow out, and they run the next cow in. And my job's been running them into the pen with a cattle prod. My job's been running the squeeze chute. My job's been clamping their head down and giving them the medicine. I know, Maddow, but anybody can go read the case of it at the farm supply place or at the veterinary supply place. You can read on the side how you do it. You do not inject it into their body. So people that are taking it the right way into their mouths. But they know that. They lie at every level because we are their enemies. And they want you dead. They think there's too many people. They want the planet for themselves. They are depopulationists. Indian state will offer ivermectin to entire adult population, even as WHO warns against its use as COVID-19 treatment. No one listens to the WHO. The head of the WHO vaccine program in 2019 in Switzerland had an emergency meeting, a two-day meeting. We did reports on it and said vaccines don't work, they're dangerous, they're killing people, and everyone's turning against us. And their response was release a bioweapon and then pose as saviors to make you take even more deadly stuff. They're covering up their previous crimes with an even bigger giant new crime, which they intend to cover up with even bigger crimes. I've learned their philosophy. So I've got all this incredible news and all this breaking information. But the big issue is that these murderers are lying to the public and trying to create political correctness around drugs so that people don't get treatment. And most hospitals will not give ivermectin in the United States. And most of the people dying did not get ivermectin and did not get steroids, inhalable steroids. And I'm going to tell you again, my mother and my father did not tell me for a week they weren't homesick. I went over there. They looked like they were dead, my dad especially. Could barely get up. I got him within 5 hours on the inhalable steroids, the ivermectin, all of it. And he was running around the next day to some chairs that gotten delivered that weren't put together, putting chairs together and cooking food. Just like that. And if you got it even earlier, it would have been the same thing. And then I saw it with countless friends and others because this stuff's run through Austin. 80% of people have had this stuff. Okay? Just like that. I know. I've experienced it. And I have the scientist. And how angry should that make us that they're all over the place celebrating people dying from it, saying, oh, look, we told you COVID's real. These people are sick. So, again, here is Rachel Maddow, failed talk show host, they're canceling her show, lying to her victims.
Drank an injectable ivermectin formulation intended for use in cattle in an attempt to prevent COVID-19 infection. This patient presented to a hospital with confusion, drowsiness, visual hallucinations, tachypnea, which is rapid breathing, also tremors. The patient recovered after being hospitalized for 9 days. 9 days! 9 days in the hospital. Drinking injectable ivermectin formulated as an injection that you would shoot into a cow.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid and the people perish for lack of knowledge. All right, the really big news. I've already gotten to some of it, but I'm going to hit how it ties together with a new article by Jamie White at InfoWars.com. InfoWars was trending, so was Alex Jones again on Twitter yesterday. Also on Instagram, because people are like, what? The Rockefeller Foundation and the UN are standardizing the global vaccine passport, and now they're saying to buy and sell, or to quote Trudeau, to engage in commerce. You will take shots every 5 months now. And they've had it all ready, all pre-planned. It has nothing to do about protecting you. It destroys your immune system. And then when you die of a regular cold or flu because you have no immune system, because it turns your white blood cells off, they will come out and say that it's the unvaccinated that caused it. The unvaccinated will never admit they've been victimized by the globalists, so they will come after you and your family, who are smart. Incredible. The Australian government came out yesterday and said, get used to it. Every 5 months, you will take whatever we put in you. And start smiling and laughing like a witch. I mean, these people are crooks, psychos. Ladies and gentlemen, we are selling out of vitamin mineral fusion. We were only able to get a limited supply of it. The supply chain breakdowns has all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the essential amino acids. It's so good for your immune system, your whole body. Despite the fact it's going to sell out very soon, we're not getting more in for 8 weeks. I'm still offering it at 33% off because I believe you and your family need it. It also makes a great gift of health and boosting your family's body's defenses as well. You absorb it better because it's a powder form. Put in the liquid. Tastes great. Fruit punch. Naturally flavored. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusions back in stock. Pollen Blocks back in stock, 40% off. Living Defense Plus back in stock, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock. It's amazing, 40% off. Basil Beats back in stock, also great for your heart and cardiovascular. Concentrate, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 50% off. It's really a powerful vitamin mineral system, multivitamin mineral. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds this operation. Thanks for your support.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Again, back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, August 31st, worldwide transmission. We have a very special guest joining us coming up in the third hour today, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits, who worked directly with Fauci in the NIH and the CDC and saw his criminal activity and blew the whistle on him. And, of course, she was in the film Plandemic that came out last year that they demonized and attacked that went viral. And just like they attack ivermectin and go, oh, that's for horses, that's stupid, that's crazy, when it was invented for humans, and Japanese go, oh, no, this is absolutely antiviral and it's been proven to be so. They go, oh, sure, she worked with him, but she's a kook, she got arrested. Yeah, they came and arrested her to cover up what Fauci was doing, just like they're trying to arrest me. But I don't need to believe Dr. Mikovits, who's a great lady. I already know about Fauci going back to the 80s. Her issues were in the 90s with him. I mean, this guy has been involved in eugenics and the HIV rollout and blocking good treatments and giving people poison treatments forever. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the third hour. We're going to open the phones up in the second hour and go over to a ton of news as well. And let me just stop for a moment, because if if we don't do this, it actually helps the globalist. If we just normalize all this evil and kind of just glaze over this, then we just become acclimated to accept it, including myself. We have to let this really burn in and really hit us at the core so we can reach out to others and try to wake them up. Because so much of what the globalists bank on is that by the time the average person is 20 years old, who's been born the last 60 years, they have seen hundreds of thousands of murders, hundreds of thousands of rapes. They've seen spaceships blow up D.C. They've seen torture. They've seen Saw. They've seen Friday the 13th. And I'm not calling for censorship of all that. But when you play shoot 'em up video games and when you watch all these violent movies, it desensitizes you to the real thing. My dad's dad was in World War II and saw a lot of combat in the air, and then after he did his missions on the ground in Italy. And he was a tough guy. And if there was a bunch of violence in a movie, he'd get up and leave. Just because it wasn't a joke to him, and he'd grown up not seeing violence in movies, he'd seen it in the real world. He'd seen blood and people's guts blown out and their heads blown off and starving dead children and bombed out craters with dead families in them. So, and bodies covered with maggots and all the rest of it. So he didn't think it was cute. He wasn't desensitized. You read something like Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, which is a story about him in World War II, shot down in an old slaughterhouse they were using for American POWs, and what it was like to have our own planes dropping bombs on him. People read that today, they're not that shocked because they've read so much, they've seen so much. They don't actually experience, like people reading that back in the 60s did, about what it was like to be bombed by your own planes. So it's the same thing. People don't differentiate fiction from nonfiction. This bio attack, this globalist attack is not fiction. This world idea and this system designed to turn the economy off with new climate lockdowns now being announced in Europe and Canada and coming here, this isn't a joke. This is real. And look, I know the audience knows. We're like, yeah, we know that this is real versus fiction. Yeah, but still, at a subconscious level, you've already seen alien suckers on people's faces and aliens busting out of people's chest and eating their intestines. You've already seen all this stuff in movies and all the zombie movies of millions being mowed down dead and the Pentagon does drills of mowing down zombies. That means mowing down crowds of starving people. The globalists are getting ready for that. They're engineering the controlled collapse. They're going to build their armored fortresses, their safe reservations. The rest of us are going to be left on the outside to kill each other. And so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy to see yourself as garbage, to see yourselves as zombies. And now Microsoft put out a video game called Stay Homer, where the Chinese military works for the U.S. military. Here it is on screen, going around launching RPGs into crowds of teenagers and killing them because they all deserve to die. So when I get up here and I read this stuff to you on air, this is real. So let me tell you what's coming up next hour, interspersed with your calls here. Global bombshell, as it all ties together. WHO releases plan for global digital vaccine passport funded by Bill Gates and Rockefeller Foundation, Infowars.com. And people are freaking out about this right now because it says developed by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You can see the screenshot of it all, the excellent article by Jamie White. But let me show you the actual documents that are on Twitter. WHO has published a guidance document for countries implementing partners on the introduction of digital vaccine certificates, run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, amongst others, and the Rockefeller Foundation. And here are the documents. You can see it right here where it says digital documentation, COVID-19 certificate, the global standard run by the United Nations. Digital documentation, COVID-19 certificates, vaccine status, and it says right here, the work was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the government of Estonia, Foundation, Bontar, State of Kuwait, and the Rockefeller Foundation. So that's who runs all this, and we've got the entire document right here, and I don't need to read the document, though I did scan over it this morning. It's already seen their plan, studying it for years. It's all right here. But here's the plan. Digital documentation of COVID-19 certificates, vaccination status, the total control of all society, the world ID, including an implantable microchip, and even how they use blockchain to track you by satellite and by smart chip to then pay you according to how you behave, and how this will then implement the carbon tax and the carbon tracking control system. Now, Schwab already wrote books on it 5 years ago. We already know the plan, but here it is in implementation. Don't have to wait anymore. It's in your face. Okay? And look at this. Forbes. World needs equivalent of pandemic lockdown every 2 years to meet Paris climate goals. Berlin University canteens cuts meat from the menus to curb climate change. BBC. Extinction Rebellion protests block London Tower Bridge. That's what all these lockdowns are, folks. And now Trudeau, I'll play it next hour, has come out and he's the tip of the spear for these guys. And he said, you're not going to engage in commerce unless you have a vaccine passport. And we're going to use this to implement how we're going to save the environment and the housing crisis and universal income. But with it comes control. And he says that. I mean, folks, this is slavery. Like being a goldfish in a fish tank. Yeah, the fish is in there, but it lives according to you. It's under your control. If you're a nice person, the fish is fine. If you're not, the fish dies. Well, they want to kill us. So everybody's starting to freak out going, wow, it's Alex Jones's world. No, it's the globalist world. People are like, how did this guy know it? How is it all coming true? Because they freaking planned it all. Do you understand? We know the next steps. Cutting off the resources, exploding crime, getting rid of the police except for themselves. A dystopia. They want to get rid of at least 80% of the world population by 2030. That's in the next 9 years. Do you have any idea the hell we're about to enter? This is destabilization by design, starvation by design, collapsed borders by design, race war by design. And that's another reason you need to get out of the big cities. You better get with people you can trust. You better get self-sufficient. And I'm talking to myself right now. I need to do it as well. I'm selling my house, all of it. Moving into a trailer outside Austin. The well, the solar panels, the shotgun, the rifle, the four-wheel drive. Country boy can survive. And I've got storable food ready to ship. And I've got it myself. And I've got to have extra for family. Infowarsstore.com. I would get storable food. It funds us. It's something you need. It's high quality. It's ready to ship to you. 1 month, 6 month, year supply, specialty foods, Infowarsstore.com, the entire My Patriot catalog, lowest prices, and then that funds our operation. I would get Storable Foods at Infowarsstore.com right now and get that off your checklist. But again, that's their plan, is to starve you, to take your security away, so also be sure and get yourselves armed and trained. We'll be right back with a ton of breaking news, your phone calls, and special guests. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.